And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 24th of May, 2025. May 24th is National Asparagus Day. The ancient Greeks and Romans used asparagus as offerings to their gods, dating back to 3000 BC. They used the Persian word asparag, which means a shoot or sprout. Asparagus has its own museum, the European Asparagus Museum in Bavaria, Germany. Asparagus was brought to North America by European settlers as early as 1655. A Dutch immigrant to New Netherland, Adrian van der Donck, refers to asparagus in his description of Dutch farming practices in the New World. This vegetable was also grown by British immigrants. In 1685, an advertisement for Pennsylvania by William Penn, displaying a list of crops that grew well in the American climate, included asparagus. Asparagus production in the United States is concentrated between three states, California, Washington, and Michigan. In fact, Oceana County, Michigan will be celebrating their 52nd annual Asparagus Festival this June. Asparagus can take 3 years to go from seed to harvest, but the plants will produce spears for decades, making it a great crop. Asparagus is best in the spring and can be pan-seared, fried, baked, or grilled, and it is full of nutrients like fiber, folate, and vitamins A, C, and E. The minerals and amino acids it contains protect the liver from toxins, and the enzymes help break down alcohol and alleviate hangovers. Asparagus is also rich in a phytonutrient credited with reducing cancer risks and assisting in maintaining blood pressure, regulating blood sugar, and controlling blood lipid levels. Asparagus contains the chemical asparagine, an alkaloid that has a direct effect on our body's cells and helps break down fat. It's the birthday of Gary Francione, born on this day in 1954. Gary Francione is Board of Governors Distinguished Professor of Law and Philosophy at Rutgers University Law School and Visiting Professor of Philosophy at the University of Lincoln in the UK. He is the author of many books, including Animals as Persons, Essays on the Abolition of Animal Exploitation. Francione is known for his work on animal rights theory, and in 1989 was the first academic to teach it in an American law school. His work is focused on three issues: the property status of animals, the differences between animal rights and animal welfare, and a theory of animal rights based on sentience alone, rather than on any other cognitive characteristics. He is a pioneer of the abolitionist theory of animal rights, arguing that animal welfare regulation is theoretically and practically unsound, serving only to prolong the status of animals as property by making the public feel comfortable about using them. He argues that non-human animals require only one right, the right not to be regarded as property, and that veganism, the rejection of the use of animals as mere resources, is the moral baseline of the animal rights movement. He rejects all forms of violence, arguing that the animal rights movement is the logical progression of the peace movement, seeking to take it one step further by ending conflict between human and non-human animals, and by treating animals as ends in themselves. The publication of Ask the Animals, Developing a Biblical Animal Hermeneutic, edited by Arthur Walker Jones and Susanna Miller, was on this day in 2024. Ask the animals and they will tell you. Birds, beasts, and creeping things swarm throughout the Bible's pages. Despite their prevalence, most biblical scholars have viewed them merely as metaphors, passive objects, or background embellishments to the human experience. This collection seeks to move beyond this traditional view of biblical animals by engaging the growing interdisciplinary field of animal studies. The contributors showcase the breadth and depth of inquiry that animal studies can foster in biblical studies, as well as what animal studies can gain from a more rigorous engagement with biblical texts. Together, the essays offer an animal hermeneutic that supports the flourishing of all creatures. And here is Job 12:7-10 for today. But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. Job 12:7-10. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that the life and breath of every creature belongs to God.